trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning, Shasta County. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And it's Thursday, and it's the first Thursday of the month, so it's the Clark and Clark Show.
Good morning, everyone. Wow, it's been a while since we've co-hosted together.
At least that, because I was gone and you were gone. And so you've done the show with Carl, and I've done the show with Carl. I've missed you, too. We haven't had a girl show.
No, it's been too long.
It is. And here we are, November. My gosh, what? How did we get clear to November?
Know,
it seems
all,
like it was just Easter, I think.
I know, really. I think we haven't been on together probably since August.
Yeah. So, 50 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 74, low of 48. On Friday, 74 and a low of 80 or 50. And on Saturday, a high of 69 and down into 50. Mostly sunny through all this whole period. By Saturday night, we're looking for a 50% chance of rain and a 30% chance of showers on Sunday. So a little breather here, some sunshine.
That'll be nice for the weekend.
It is, and it's nice. I always like the sunshine and the crisp weather, and we're getting a real taste of fall this year, I think.
It's kind of nice. It is.
It is. So the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. So give them a call at 365-3793. Lots coming up. Tonight we've got to remember that we have the Power to Seniors Soup Kitchen, which I think you and I were both involved in from the inception
years ago.
And that's this tonight, starting at 4:30, I believe, at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. Invite everybody to go by, get a cup of soup on your way home, make a donation, take a chance on one of the baskets. It's a really, really good fundraiser and something that I instigated years ago to pay utility bills for the low-income seniors.
Yep, everybody notices on their City of Reading bill where you can donate a little bit of money.
Exactly. That goes to that Power to Seniors program. We started it during the energy crisis. Wow. I'm going to go, long time ago, 10, 15 years ago.
Well, yeah, because I opened, I've been open 12 years and it was going when I opened.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a really worthwhile thing. Stop by, and have some good homemade, the soaps are from different restaurants around town and a lot of people, celebrities serving them to you. So be sure and stop by and do that. And then after you've had your soup, as an appetizer, then you need to go down to Wind River tonight. So that's going on.
I'll be at Wind River because I'm sponsoring the Taste of Home Cooking School, and so we'll have a booth out there and we'll be there for that. So maybe I'll have to, because that's done. I think I'm done at 7, so I'll have to pop.
Well, then you have to pop over and see Linda and her group singing at the Wind River Lounge there. So
that sounds great.
Lots of stuff going on, and then this weekend we've got the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center. I remind everybody, first Sunday of the month, you go down there and have breakfast. And this weekend at the Frontier Senior Center, we have a bazaar, our Christmas bazaar. So that's going on Saturday and Sunday. So I want to invite everybody to come down and have a snack on Saturday and shop with all the great people at, you know, Christmas gifts.
Are these usually like crafts?
Yes,
things,
crafts.
People,
nice,
homemade items.
Yeah,
oh, wonderful.
Really nice stuff. And a lot of the ladies have been doing it for a lot of years. I know a lot of, there's going to be some wood products. There's all kinds of jewelry and just great gift ideas. It's going to get you rolling.
It's coming up already, isn't it?
You know, it is. And I'm not an early Christmas. I'm not a Christmas shopper. Like, early, late, whatever. I just don't do a lot of that shopping stuff. But it is a good opportunity to maybe get you some ideas or pick up something for yourself that you just can't live without.
There you go.
Then on Sunday, come down and have breakfast and then shop because I'll even serve you your breakfast if you come in.
I'll be in Napa this weekend with the girls doing some wine tasting.
Oh, good for you. That's a little fun. Well, we'll catch you the first Sunday of next month.
That sounds good.
But anyway, and then the other thing that's coming up this weekend, I have to remind everybody, is the clock. The darn.
That's right. Fall back.
Daylight savings time. Spring forward, fall back. I always feel like that gives me an extra hour to sleep.
That is this is the best one.
Yeah, I think this was way better than the other one.
Trish and I always joke because we are not really morning people, so we're kind of half awake when we show up here.
Yeah.
And I'm always up at 7. I'm just not on my A game at 7.
Oh, well, yeah, right? I'm up at 8.
Right.
Well,
you're retired.
Exactly.
I mean, when I'm retired, I'm not. I don't know that I'll be doing a radio show when I'm retired.
Well, I make the one exception a week because I do enjoy the radio show, but I keep telling Carl, I'm pretty convinced we could make a success of this doing a drive by at noon.
There you go, like noon to one, to two.
Yeah,
have some lunch brought in by a local restaurant. Can you do a noon hour show?
I mean, for heaven's sakes, at least start with a brunch and maybe a mimosa.
There you go.
This whole 7 o'clock in the morning. I used to say when I was in office and when I was working. That I thought these 7 o'clock meetings were just barbaric, and I still believe they are.
I obviously make my own schedule a lot doing what I do, but there are times that it does. And I'm up. I just don't want to be like on my A game in front of people.
Yeah.
Like the 8 o'clock meeting.
Yeah.
When you're like, you know, high heels and coiffed hair and.
Yeah.
Had your coffee and you're trying to, you know, showcase your business.
Act like you can actually talk intelligently at that time of the morning.
That's
and
right.
Here we are doing a radio show and hopefully talking a bit intelligently.
Hopefully.
Okay. So, we haven't been on the show together. So what have you been doing the last couple, 3 months?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my daughter moved to San Luis Obispo. So to pursue her aesthetics license. So she wants to do facials and makeup and all that. So I got her settled down there. And, boy, that's a horrible place to have to go visit, you know.
San Luis Obispo.
That's going to really be tough to have to go see her. Though it's not really easy to get there. It's like a 7-hour to 8-hour drive. And even the flights are – I tried to fly home after I moved her, and my flight from San Francisco to Redding was canceled. So then I had to rent
that's
a car and
standard.
Drive. Yeah. So that was kind of a pain. But so I got her settled down there and just been working. And we've been super busy in the office at Home Helpers, and lots of clients in and out of the hospital this time of the year. You know, existing clients going in, new clients coming out. People are sicker. You know,
I think that's a good topic for the next after we take a break, because I wanted to ask you about that. I remember that it seems like this time of year, it's especially in the life of a senior, things are a little tougher.
Definitely.
We have a sickness season.
Home care has a season. You know, hospital beds are full. We have, you know, flus and pneumonias and falls and slick weather and people with any type of, you know, arthritis or mobility may be challenged more. So, and definitely, and I'd love to talk more a little bit about too, when you're spending time with family over the holidays, what are some things to kind of look for that might indicate it's time to maybe get some help for them? Because this is a good time of year to chat about that.
Let's take a break and then we will come back and talk about that.
Sounds great.
On Friday the 11th, Carl will be live at Rivers with a salute to the veterans event. Pardon me. $100 of each vehicle sold on the weekend of Veterans Day will go to two local veteran charities, Welcome Home and Military Order of the Purple Heart. There's also a 10% discount on parts and labor to military families active and required. KCNR time is 7:14.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
717, make it 718. KCNR, 1460. About 50 degrees. This portion of the program brought to you, well, by one of our co-hosts, Home Helpers, on Larkspur Lane. And rather than me sit here and spout off what's printed on the sheet, I'll just let Sharon speak for herself. Former Reading Businesswoman of the Year.
Yes, and we actually just won Best of the North State for the second year in a row as well.
There, so,
all right.
Doing well. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, good. So let's talk about Home Helpers and what you do, because this time of year, I noticed that at the senior center, there's a lot more of our seniors who are perhaps not coming to lunch so regularly. Like you said, the flu shots and the pneumonia and things are going on. And we're gathering as family and friends together. A couple of things that I know you're going to touch on, but one of the things I want to remind people this time of year for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all of these holidays that are coming up, to keep in mind your elderly neighbors and the people that live down the street that you know are by themselves on the
holidays.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
When you fix that big meal, that Christmas dinner or that Thanksgiving dinner or the get-togethers, there's always more food than you need, and there's always another place at the table. So kind of do a mental scan of your neighborhood and the people you know, and think about the lady that you sit next to in church that you know doesn't have any relatives around, or the lady down the street that's always so nice and was mm-hmm. with your kids. And think about inviting them over for the meals. Because it isn't about, a lot of them just simply don't have a place to be. It isn't about a question of money. It's a question of somebody to be with during the holidays.
Right, right. And that's one of the reasons why I got involved with the Taste of Home Cooking School is that, you know, to this generation, you know, mealtimes, the sitting down at the table, you know, my generation now, you know, in our 30s and 40s, we're eating at a bar, you know, in the kitchen, standing up, eating up in the microwave.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah. As kids are coming and going. But this generation was very traditional in having mealtimes around the table and bonding with their family. And mealtimes mean a lot as people get older. And I see that a lot with my clients. You know, oftentimes we're there to make a meal and join them for the meal. You know, no one wants to just sit and eat alone.
Eating alone is mm-hmm. just a real...
Yeah, and you know that.
It's the
yeah.
downside of being alone.
Right.
It really, the rest of it, I kind of think the rest of my day goes pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten, you know, Bob's been gone for almost 10 years now, which is amazing to me. But that evening meal by yourself, you got to figure out a way to do that more.
It is, and
better.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of times our clients end up not eating well, not eating a balanced meal just because physically, maybe they can't prepare it. It doesn't feel good to eat alone. Who wants to eat alone? So people are skipping meals.
Sometimes we just do popcorn.
Yeah, there you go. Sometimes you just do popcorn. So, but you're right. We've had a lot of our existing clients having some medical issues and in the hospital, new clients coming out of the hospital. And seasonally, this is just a tougher time. You know, if you have COPD or congestive heart failure, this is the time of year where we've got a lot of, you know, different flus going on and viruses that flare up what people were surviving with and doing pretty well with. And now all of a sudden we've got, you know, some medical issue or we've had a fall or, you know, we've got arthritic situations where we've had, you know, clients that we've probably had in the last month at least 10 times we've shown up and found somebody that had a fall. And so we definitely, it's a crazy time of the year. And again, we're happy to be here for our local families during the crisis. But, you know, one of the things that I always want to promote is families, you know, before the crisis occurs, you know, researching what agencies are local and available. If your parents aren't in Reading, when you spend time with them this holiday season, research some local options where they are so that when situations happen, you have a contact, you've met with an agency. I just had a gentleman here in Reading this year who said, you know, I'm 20 years older than my wife. She has MS. I know I may be having a medical issue and she needs my help and I want to be in your computer so that if that time comes, we just have to pick up the phone and call you.
There you go.
And that's a guy that's planning ahead and ready to go. And hopefully he never has to call me, but he knows he doesn't want to have to worry if that time comes.
Well, you know, and Sharon, you brought up something about we're spending time now. Maybe you're going to go. I mean, traditionally we go to grandma's house or the whole family gathers there or and so you're going to be around them, hopefully in their surroundings. What are a few things that you can kind of check to see if they're really doing okay on
right,
their own?
Right. And there's some easy things to do just as you're kind of there hanging out. One of them is the condition of the home. Is it safe? Is trash being taken out? Open the fridge? Is there food? Is the food fresh? Check expiration dates. That's a really easy visual to check out. And lots of times people sound really great on the phone. And when we get there, we start to realize, and oftentimes we have one spouse caring for another, so we can kind of check out what those dynamics are. How is mom really doing caring for dad? Hygiene is another easy one. If you have a relative who's always been, you know, dressed to the nines and showered and good hygiene, and all of a sudden there's a decline in that area, that can indicate, you know, something else is going on. Past due notices, are bills being handled properly? Do you notice any issues with that? You know, medication management. Oftentimes it's easy to ask a loved one, well, Graham, you've got a lot of meds here. What are you taking and what are you taking them for? You know, kind of show some interest and see, can they explain that to you?
Yeah.
Do they know what they're taking and why and what times? And actually statistics I read was 68% of hospitalizations annually for the elderly are due to medication noncompliance. So
whether taking it too much, not taking
yep,
it.
Yep. Skipping,
taking,
forgetting.
Taking two things
yep,
in time.
Right.
I think one of the things that we talked about earlier with someone, and I think this is interesting, is you take a medication. First off, if it's prescribed for you, take all of it.
Yeah, a lot of times they won't take all of it. They'll take one instead of two.
And they get
less
to feel
is more.
Get
yeah.
to feeling a little bit better. But then they put it up on the shelf for the next time they don't feel good in that same way.
Mm-hmm.
Bad idea.
Right.
You need, you know, maybe because it gets dated. So if there's prescriptions hanging around anybody's closet, and this is for all of us, because we all have a tendency to do this. If there are prescriptions hanging out in your medicine cabinet that are date, you know, that were prescribed for a certain thing and you didn't use them all, throw them away.
Absolutely.
Get rid of them. Mm-hmm. Stop hanging on to old medication that's just around, because you can't take it later. You shouldn't be taking it later. But that's what, certainly one thing to
absolutely
look for.
And we have in my office now a medication system that can be pre-filled, and then the pills come out at the specific times. And if the system isn't, you know, reset by the client when the pills are taken, it can alert the family.
Wow.
So, you know, there are, it's not all about caregiving. When I talk to people about looking for these, you know, potential pitfalls in aging and families needing help, it doesn't mean if, you know, there's a hygiene issue, all of a sudden you need to hire caregivers. It's just, it's time to get involved in another way. If you notice that the house isn't being tidied up as much and, you know, grandma's too overwhelmed with taking care of grandpa, offer to help him find a house cleaning company. You know, that's an easy step. That's an easy first step. A lot of times people will agree to that. And now you have more eyes and ears in there, and you have someone else coming in on a regular basis to help. There's little things you can do. Set up a pill system. Get their pills on autofill. You know, we have Owens here in Reading that does a great autofill of all those maintenance medications. Simplify things for them. Help them get a few things on autopay. You know, maybe they can still pay for their newspaper and their yard work, but you get, you know, the utilities and phone on auto pay, so we don't have to worry about a shutoff notice. And
yeah,
there's little things families can do in this that don't involve moving someone out of their home, but it's just kind of keeping an eye so we avoid that crisis.
Absolutely. And you yeah. know, it for a lot of the senior population, it's a difficult thought process to get them to get the online bill paying things, and you need to help them set that up. A lot of our seniors are really into computers. We, you know, we mm-hmm. do the computer classes down at the senior center, mm-hmm. and I'm just amazed at how many of the seniors are very involved with their iPads and their iPhones and their different laptop mm-hmm. things, and they're really into that whole thing. Some of the seniors are not still, and yet it's a really good system to do
mm-hmm.
And help them get into a position where they can have those
right.
automatic.
And oftentimes, if one of the kids says, "Hey, Mom, I'll monitor it for you." You know, and then what, and leave them a couple bills to pay, you know, leave them a couple where they still have their checkbook and they're still, you know, paying a few things. And it's a negotiation, you know, one of the, you know, and while this is coming up, you know, one of the things I'm always preaching about too is to have these financial conversations when the time is right, to chat with your parents about, you know, what do you want to do as you age? Do you want to stay in your home? Are you open to assisted living? Would you consider moving in with one of us? Would you consider what do you and Dad want? And having these conversations before the crisis to really understand, is there a long-term care policy? Is there a veteran's pension? You know, where's the money kept? Just having these difficult conversations, because it will be the child's problem. It will be your problem, you know, then I have this adult child in my office in tears. Mom had a stroke. And on top of it, they don't know how to access funds to get Mom home, to get her the care she needs. And it's too much. And having that dialogue is really important.
And it's so important how you do that, because from the senior standpoint, if you're young and active and feeling good and you're in your 70s or your 80s and you're still doing fine and they approach you with this, you can get kind of irritated.
Absolutely.
Can be, excuse me, I'm mm-hmm. fine.
That's right.
I don't need you messing in my
that's
business.
Right.
And quite frankly, that's none of your business.
Right, right.
So you have to be careful how you approach that. It's good to start that dialogue. I know my son and I have that dialogue mm-hmm. In a different way. But I'm conscious of the fact that he needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does need to know where the money is and where my important documents are and how he accesses that. I mean, he doesn't need to be on my bank account.
Not at this time. No.
You know, but so, I mean, so those are different things
right.
that you want to maintain your independence as a senior. Mm-hmm. But also don't hamstring your kids to the point where if something does happen to you, they can't help you.
Right. And nobody wants to be a burden to their children.
Absolutely right.
And oftentimes I'll say to the adult kids, sometimes you can say to Mom or Dad, you know, I had a friend in the office and her dad had a, you know, medical issue. And then she was so traumatized trying to figure out how to help. And I realized there are things I don't know. And I want to make sure that I value your wishes. And if I don't know what they are, I don't want to be in a position where I'm not making the right decisions.
Yeah.
And can you help me be informed? So, and I hope I never need that information. But,
and you know, it can be as simple as if you as a senior will sit down and just take a piece of paper and write down, here's where my bank account is, here's where this is, here's where that mm-hmm. is, and put that someplace where your child can find it or give it to them. I mean, just some good information. It's you know, there's all kinds of things you can do without getting into the somebody's trying to do my business. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
It is 7:30 KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds November 3rd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bot. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The Reading Gun Show this November 12th and 13th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Vendors coming from all over the western part of the United States, carrying all brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories and, of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California this November 12th and 13th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. 7:33 KCNR, 1460, and this portion of the show is brought to you by a place that I want to, that I believe in. And ladies, I'm going to, people at home can't see this, but I'm going to stand up for a moment and ask.
Absolutely.
Notice anything?
Absolutely. A loss of several pounds.
About 30 plus since March.
Wow.
And that's all since I started going to Wellgate Sports Club. Now, it wasn't just going to a sports club, going to Wellgate that did it, but they provided the atmosphere. They provided the encouragement. Rich Novelli and the whole crew down there at Wellgate Sports Club, they're absolutely professional. to the point where my wife is now taking aqua personal training with Kathleen Cowling. Now, Brenda has had some issues with her back. We're looking at surgery, but she is heading that off by taking training from Kathleen Cowling to help strengthen her back muscles to put the day off when she has to go under the knife further.
Well, you know, and the other thing I can notice about you is I bet your blood pressure's in a lot better shape than it was before.
Blood pressure and my my blood sugar. Back in January, I'd poke my finger and I'd look at the thing and cringe. I was up in the 171, you know, area, and that is not so good for those of you who know anything about type 2 diabetes. Since then, my numbers have dropped dramatically. My A1C went from almost 8 down to the mid-6s, which is a much better place to be for my longevity until I'm old enough to require the care of someone from Sharon's organization. Small one-on-one small group training, range of motion, flexibility, reducing exercise inflammation, all at that unique saltwater pool facility, which is available only at Wellgate Sports Club. Exceptional every day, Wellgate Sports Club. They believe that self-care is the best health care. 768-1205.
Okay, so And you can tell a big difference in Bob, and I've noticed that over the weeks as I come in here, because I only see him once a week, which is different than seeing somebody every day.
Right.
And what a huge difference. So that's a great thing. So now we're to Sharon's favorite part of the show. We're going to talk politics.
Oh, gosh. I know, and I get scared because then Trish makes somebody mad, and then they call in, and, then I start to sweat.
I'm not going to make anybody mad, but I really have to take my last opportunity to try to get people to understand the importance of this election, and the fact that you can't pawn it off. I know a lot of people feel like, well, maybe there just isn't anybody they want to vote for. I want to remind everybody it is a republic. We get the kind of government we deserve, and if you're not involved, and if you're not studying, and if you're not listening, and actually paying attention to what's being said, not just getting the one bit bite and believing whatever this crooked media is telling you. And I have to make people understand that we have we have an establishment now that is completely controlling our every thought that's printed out there. The media, in my mind, Trish's opinion, has gone beyond even trying to be
informative.
Mm-hmm. It's opinionated. It's telling us what they want us to believe. And come on, look at some of the charts. I have in front of me a chart that I was actually bringing to share with Sharon's daughter because I was trying hard to get her to not vote for Hillary. This is the record, Obama's record in 9 clear charts of where we're at since he's been in office. You look at it and it's the student loans are up incredibly. Food stamp usage up incredibly. Federal debt up incredibly. Money printing, we're just off the charts, which accounts for the federal debt. Health insurance costs, Obamacare, keep your doctor, keep it. Health insurance costs up. Major. Labor force participation, straight line down. Workers' share of economy, straight line down. Median family income, absolutely down. Home ownership, down. What's wrong with that picture? We don't want 4 more years of that.
Right.
Besides, even if I can't convince you who you're going to vote for, you've got to be a part of the process. If you're not a registered voter and you're not voting and looking at all the things that are out there, then you're part of the problem.
Well, and I hear Hillary apologists say, well, yeah, she's got her problems, but we'll get $15 an hour minimum wage. Yay! And I go, do you realize the level of unemployment that must follow that, that law being passed federally? It will not only push automation into I went to a local fast food restaurant that was terribly understaffed yesterday. Why? Mm-hmm. Because especially in the state of California, People's Republic of California,
there you go,
they can't afford to hire adequate staffing, and the customer experience was abysmal. And you're only going to see more of that.
And they're going to pay more. You're going to pay more. I mean,
the prices of the product will go up.
Right, so
it has to go up.
Right.
It has to go up. So. The other issue that's paramount in this, there's some big stuff here. I personally feel that we in the United States are really we're in a lot of trouble here. Neither one of these candidates are going to solve our problems. I like to think that I hope that if in fact Trump were elected, he could at least put the skids on this absolute decline and running over the edge of the cliff that we are destined for, and give us an opportunity to get back in control of this republic. I personally believe that that's through a convention of the states, which was what our forefathers put into effect for us, for the people to take back their government. And we're there. We need to do that because mm-hmm. they're out of control. I mean, it's all about the establishment. It's all about that elite class. They've got theirs. They've quit worrying about the American people. The only opportunity in my mind that I see that we have is a convention of the states under Article 5 that gives us the opportunity to go back and reclaim our Constitution and our republic. But we got to do that. We can't do that and fight somebody that's absolutely heading us over the cliff. So let's please, people, take the time to be serious about this and at least stop the bleeding for long enough for the people to get back involved in the country. The judgeships, I mean, I can go on and on about the importance. If she's elected and they take over the Supreme Court, you're talking decades before you have an opportunity to reclaim that system. And you know you're going to lose the Second Amendment right off the bat. I mean, she said right out, your guns are going. I mean, she's made no bones about that. I just want everybody to maybe just pray about this. Our country needs a lot of help. Get out there and vote. Anybody that doesn't vote, please don't tell me that when I run into you on the street.
you cannot be responsible for what you're doing.
And at this point, if you're voting for Hillary, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear it because I want to continue to like you. All right, Sharon, you've got to have thoughts on this.
Well, you know, I one of the things that I've said from the beginning was what excites me about this election is how passionate everybody is. How many, even my daughter, you know, it's her first presidential election at 21. Getting the young people excited about it, getting them passionate about it. I try to focus on that we all love our country. I mean, all of the angst and frustration that we're showing comes from the best spot of who we are. And we just have to channel that in to change. And it's so important to vote. And especially, locally, we have some great, propositions on this ballot for Reading. You know, reading through those and having a voice because we have so many issues with our safety, and there's just some great positive change happening here in our local community too. And when we feel like in the big picture we're frustrated with those candidates and we're not sure where things are going to go, you know, I feel that too. We do have power a lot in our local communities, and it's important to still get out and read through your propositions and educate yourself on what's going on in Reading. And we have some, you know, awesome people running for local office and to take the time to go and vote.
Absolutely. Yeah. And recognize that throughout Shasta County, there are propositions in different communities, different little things that have to do with that community. Be a part of that process. Cottonwood's got their fire measure on again, and they missed it, I think, by 18 votes the last time. To build a new fire station over there. So you people in Cottonwood need to get out and pay attention to that. If you didn't vote last time and you're in favor of that, get out and vote. I mean, it's, you know, people dying in other countries for the right to be able to vote. And we got people who are just too busy to go to the polls here. And that isn't acceptable. You just need to be a part of this process. I think voter turnout is the key, for all of us. As Sharon said, locally, we've got city council races in three cities. We've got, you know, Shasta Lake ended up without a vote because they only had the right amount of candidates. But City of Anderson, City of Reading, we've got several ballot measures for schools and what have you throughout. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the statewide measures, that's a whole nother show because I think that there's a real the propositions have gotten out of control. You've got vote yes on this, vote no on that because they countermand each other. It's difficult for the average citizen to know how to vote on a lot of those propositions. I have a rule of thumb. If it costs me money and I don't know what it is, I vote no. But they ought to be able to – this is what I have elected them in this republic form of government to do these things. And the other bad part of that is specifically in the state of California. A lot of times, like the marijuana issue, I've had so many people say to me, well, if we don't go ahead and vote that in, then the legislature will just take care of it next time. So why are they asking us if they're going to vote over us anyway? And they keep doing that as well on the propositions. Mm-hmm. So anyway, be a part of your government. Please take the opportunity to be informed and vote and keep in mind the future of this country while you're doing it.
And as a business owner, ensure that your staff in your office has time to vote. And that's something I've already been asked by one of my new hires in the office. I said, absolutely, start your day at the polls and then come in a little late or take a little longer lunch hour, whatever it is. But, you know, we set the example, too, in our businesses to give our employees that opportunity and to encourage them to take that time as well.
It's so important. Please mm-hmm. take the time to be involved in your community.
Speaking of time, it is 7:45 on KCNR Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750. It is Linda's jewelry store of choice, and the same for a lot of folks here in Reading. Check them out, Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. Back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Kent, whew. Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Hello, my name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Something's wrong.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. and tell us what you'd like us to talk about now, because we've just kind of been talking about different things as we're coming in this morning. I tend to want to really get in and beat people around the head and shoulders about the election coming up. Sharon's not so crazy about that topic. I'm, I guess, a little more political than she is. But it is important, and I do want to remind people that even after the election is over, we have the lame duck session of Congress coming up after that, and you're going to have to really pay attention to what's going to happen during that period, because there's all kinds of opportunities for things to be voted in that we're unaware of, and things that we then have to live with after the first of the year. So let's be real observant of what our Congress is doing back there when they come back after the election, and make sure that they don't indebt us even further, even before we, no matter who the new president is. Let's wait and let that new administration take care of the issues that need to be taken care of.
Absolutely.
So, again, you know, this beautiful weather. I noticed that a lot of people are out in their yards and doing some trimming. I'm kind of surprised. I'm always loving to look at the beautiful colors this time of year.
I know it really is. I have a new gal in my office who said, so this is fall in Reading. I go, well, it's kind of interesting because there's been many years, and I've been in Reading since 2000, that it went from like, you know, 100 degrees to 65 and raining in like a week or two. And
yes.
So it is interesting to get the showers and to have some sun and to get the showers and have some sun and kind of just easing us in.
And I'm always impressed and about what a beautiful area we live in at certain times of the year. Spring is one, and then, of course, the fall. As you drive, I took a trip up to Shingletown the other day and was once again reminded of the beautiful, beautiful mountains and the colors all around up around Biola and all those places. And Reading, you know, certain areas, if you drive and you look down, it's like a wash, like a paintbrush with all the beautiful reds and golds and greens. And we're so fortunate to live in such a beautiful area. It's kind of too bad it still has to be in the state of California, but we can do something about that too, though, because there is an opportunity to have a different state up here if we can get behind that. Maybe that would solve some of our problems with the federal government. There's opportunities to be involved in things in your community. A lot of stuff coming up this weekend. Again, always get the date book. That's come out in the paper today. And if you're not out and about and doing things, you're just wasting your time because there's so many opportunities to do that.
Well, and this is a fun time of the year because we're through the heat and it's so nice to be outdoors and again, going to some of these local events and supporting our community and rallying behind.
Absolutely. The Throptmist of Reading are celebrating their 70th anniversary. That's coming up at the Elks Lodge this weekend. Also down in Anderson, there's Anderson Explodes. They had a dinner planned, a shrimp and steak dinner planned a couple of weeks ago during the big rainstorm, and they got rained out. So that's been rescheduled. That's Saturday night at the fairgrounds. Great dinner cooked by I believe the Anderson Rotary Group are involved in that. But it's to raise funds for the July 3rd celebration that's down there every year and at the fairgrounds. So If there's just not an excuse to not have some place to go on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and get out and support these different groups in the community because it's important. The work they're doing in our community makes all of our lives better.
Well, sure, and especially if you enjoy the event and you enjoy going, help raise the money to support the event.
Absolutely, get out and there's dancing opportunities tonight at Wind River and on Saturday night there. I believe I'm not sure exactly what all the Seroptimist dinner has going, but that's going to be a big celebration. You know, I was a Seroptimist charter member of the Seroptimist group in Anderson. Unfortunately, that organization just couldn't keep up the membership, and so that section is no longer active. But Seroptimist is a really good group, and they do a lot in our community.
Oh, absolutely, especially with the mammograms and helping to pay for those and a lot of breast cancer support.
That's exactly right. So if you don't have anything planned for Saturday night, that's a great opportunity. I'm sure there's still tickets available for that, so you need to get in touch with somebody that's a Seroptimist. It's all over Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, we can finish with that. I find it interesting that I have a personal thing that I'm aware of, someone I know whose child is just in – oh, just getting ready to have air pipe to them, and they're in so much trouble because they actually had someone over to the house when their parents weren't there,
mm-hmm.
and thought that wasn't nobody was going to know about that. But one of the people that was there actually took a picture and put it up on Facebook and social media. So when parents get this picture of their house.
Well, this happened to my daughter. We were out of town. This was probably 6 or 7 years ago. And one of her friends put a picture on. And somehow that came up on my newsfeed. And here were these teenage boys, one shirtless, in my living room. And I printed it out. And my daughter and I walked into her bedroom. I'm like, can you please tell me when this was taken? Because no boys are allowed over at the house when I'm out of town. And anyway, yeah, her friend just wasn't thinking and put it on Facebook. And
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't
even think about it, and Jessica, my daughter, just looks at me like there's nothing she can say. Like she was totally caught.
Yeah,
yeah.
This just happens, but here's the deal, guys. This stuff's going to live with you forever. I heard someone say the other day that by the time some of these people are in their 20s, everybody's going to have to change their identity and move. Because they're going to have so much stuff.
Well, and here's the thing,
out there about you. Yeah. Nobody's going to want to be around you or hire you.
I mean, you and I can deny. There's no proof. You know, I never did that in high school. I never did that.
Yeah.
But I know even my daughter, you know, and for people to know, like when we have someone apply for a job, we look them up on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
So understand that your potential employers, it's very easy if your Facebook is not set to private. We go on, and especially for our office staff and my daughter, I told her, I said, you be very careful. Potential employers are looking at your Facebook, looking at your social media. You know, you need to be professional in that and just be mindful.
And those settings can be tricky because even if you are, say, private, if somebody else posts something or shares something from your page,
right?
There's all kinds of ways in and out of that, certainly more than I understand because I've been a couple of times gotten some weird messages that went, ooh, and then I have my friend Judy Fish. She gets into my page and cleans it up for me, puts the settings where
should
be.
But they change
when they do different things. So
even though MySpace is no longer a big thing, it's still around. And I imagine if you went searching, you could find the Kentucky Fried Sink Sitting Girls.
There you go.
If you really went, and that will follow them around. Once it's on the web, it is there.
Mm-hmm. And you can't erase it. It doesn't go away. No matter, gosh, do we just know about trying to get rid of emails, how difficult that is? Like, we've had a lesson in that forever. They just don't go away. Once they're out there, they're just there. So I want all these young people that think they just nobody knows. Boy, be real careful about that.
I think it'll be not too long that they're doing some social media classes in school to chat with kids about the damage you can do on social media, how to be mindful of what you put on social media. I think if it's not happening now in our schools, it's not too long that it's going to, because it is very impactful to the bullying side of things, to photos that these girls take and send and get shared with other people. And, you know, the consequences, their little brains are not fully developed till they're like 25. So the consequence side of the brain when you're in high school, junior high and high school, to understand the ramifications of some things. It's just not there. Yeah. And so, you know, they have tools to really damage each other and to damage themselves with social media. So
and most of it is just absolutely innocent, and they don't mean to be doing the things they're doing. And at the time, it just seems so funny and so in your face. And so, oh, my gosh, this is just, you know.
And you trust the person you're sending this mean comment to, and then they forward it on to the person that you said it about and create problems.
So much damage. Yeah. I remember, and my motto has always been if you don't want to live with it, don't write it down. Well, at this point, if you don't, you know, don't say it.
Well, my mom said that. My mom used to say, don't ever put it in writing. You know, if you have a conversation and something comes out wrong, you know, you can reword it. But when you put it in, because we would write notes and put them in people's lockers, you know, and that's how we fought or told a boy we liked him or something. But she would always say, be really careful what you put in writing, because you could never deny it if you put it in writing.
And now the pictures, and it used to be, you know, pictures, but the problem now is even with the picture taking is that even if you are a part of that whole thing and posting it, what they post may not even be what exactly was taken, because you can do so many different things with a picture
mm-hmm.
in
the
so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways to edit it that it's just best not to be a part of putting personal information about yourself and your friends.
Well, even when you're traveling and you say you're somewhere And people, you know, there's been people that have had, you know, home invasion type situations, robberies, because they're posting from France, telling the whole world that they're not at home.
I do that, but you know, I've realized that everybody already knows when I'm gone.
That's right.
One time I was actually on a trip the first time around, and I wasn't going to do that, and I was listening to the radio and heard Carl tell everybody that I was out of town. That's why I thought, okay, so much for the pictures.
Right.
We're gonna take a break here. We're gonna be back on the other side of the hour with Tom Armolino. Please join us.
And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Labor Department says more Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. Applications rose by 7,000 to a seasonally adjusted figure of 265,000. That was the highest since early August. Orders to U.S. factories increased a modest amount in September.
The Commerce Department says factory orders edged up 0.3% in September following a 0.4% gain in August. Orders in a category that serves as a proxy for business investment declined by 1.3%. It was the biggest decline in the investment category since a 2.1% drop in February. Analysts believe the September drop in the investment category will be temporary.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The productivity of American workers has risen at the fastest pace in 2 years. The Labor Department says productivity increased at a 3.1% rate in the third quarter, a significant improvement from the previous three quarters when productivity actually saw a decline. John Gambrill reports two American service members have been killed in a fight with extremists in Afghanistan.
NATO says two U.S. service members were killed and two others were wounded battling Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan. NATO says the Americans were part of a train, advise, and assist mission in Afghanistan's Kunduz province. That's in the north part of the country.
The Chicago Cubs have won the World Series, beating the Cleveland Indians 8-7 in 10 innings last night. It's the end of a long championship drought for Chicago, but still thirsty for more victories. Cubs shortstop Addison Russell.
I think so. I think that with the ball club that we have and the management that we have and the front board that we have, you know, sky's the limit for us right now.
The team had not won a World Series title since 1908. An Alabama inmate who was convicted of killing a man in a murder-for-hire arrangement in 1982, sent to be put to death tonight. 74-year-old Tommy Arthur will die by lethal injection. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The historicity of Jesus Christ. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? Is there life in outer space? GodSaidManSaid.com. 21 signs of doomsday. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
In what could be reason for concern for the Clinton campaign, early voting by minorities is down significantly in two key battleground states. Here's correspondent Wally Hines.
Groups that traditionally vote Democrat, compared to 2012, turnout by black voters in Florida is down 10%, while it's down a whopping 16% in North Carolina, where turnout by white voters is up 15%. Both are important battleground states where Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are running virtually neck and neck. Some say the lower turnout by minorities is a sign that Clinton doesn't inspire the same enthusiasm that President Obama did 4 years ago.
That's correspondent Wally Hines reporting. An Alabama inmate who was convicted of killing a man in a murder-for-hire arrangement in 1982 will be put to death tonight. 74-year-old Tommy Arthur accepted $10,000 for that hit. On Wall Street, the Dow down 77 points yesterday, opened up at 17,960. More from townhall.com. Leaders of U.S. and Israeli liberal Jewish movements rallied for equal prayer rights at a Jerusalem holy site on Wednesday, marching past ultra-Orthodox Jewish protesters who clashed with them and tried to snatch some Torah scrolls out of their arms at the situation there in Jerusalem.
This is one wall for the entire Jewish people, and we all have an opportunity to pray here and to have a piece of the holiest spot to the Jewish people.
The heads of the two movements joined the liberal women's prayer group who participated yesterday in the event. They said that it was time to make a change. Ultra-Orthodox Jews actually cursed and pushed some of the marchers as they carried their Torah scrolls to the site that is considered holy to Jews and also a site for prayers from other people as well. The women want to pray there because they consider it their right as well. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is doing well in early trading. It's up by about 28 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, November 7th through the 12th. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination.
Fancy.
Purchase a main event ticket and receive a free room or a $49 room rate all week long.
Based on availability.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our $550 buy-in. $50,000 main event. That is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino.
$50,000 expected prize pool. Main event is Saturday, November 12th.
For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WindRiver.com. Wind River. Poker is better.
Poker is better.
At the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or give us a call at 605-4567. It's Thursday, and this is Trish Clark, and I'm joined this morning with my co-host,
Sharon Clark.
And our guest this morning is going to be Tom Armolino, Shasta County Superintendent of Schools, and we're going to be with him in just a moment. It's 53 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 74, a low of 48. On Friday, 74 and a low of 50. On Saturday, a high of 69 and a low of 50. By the weekend, Saturday night, a chance of rain, and by Sunday, a 30% chance of showers. But fairly good weather, and nice fall weather is really being appreciated right now. It is a crispness in the air and the beautiful fall colors. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And, Trish, we want to step in here real quickly. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office is asking for everyone's help finding a woman who has been missing since yesterday afternoon. Sherry Papimi, age 34, last seen yesterday about 2 p.m. on Sunrise Drive. That's near Old Oregon Trail north of Reading. She was out walking alone. That's a normal thing for her. Went missing. Her husband came home, discovered the kids hadn't been picked up. Her phone was located at the intersection of Old Oregon Trail and Sunrise Drive. That's in the Mountain Gate area north of Reading. She is described as being 5 feet 3 inches tall, 100 pounds. There is actually a picture of her on the Record Searchlight website. Anyone with information to help solve this missing person, a wife and mother, and of course one of our own missing here, call the Sheriff's Office 245-6540 or the Major Crimes Unit at 245-6135, and we hope for a safe return.
Absolutely.
For Sherry Papini.
That's not good.
And now we go to the phones because we are hearing from the Colonel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl.
Oh, good morning to the Clark.
Hi, Carl.
Friends. How are you all?
Good.
I just want hey, thanks a lot again for the first Thursday of each month for doing this.
Oh, our pleasure.
And, I would just like to remind everybody that Linda's at Wind River tonight at Elements and with her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. We're all going to join you.
Did you get my text,
good.
Carl, to save me a seat?
Oh, well, we'll see. I'll save seats for everybody.
Great. Good. I'll be there.
And so have a great day, and we'll have Congressman Lamoff on tomorrow so we can ask him what he thinks about what's going on in the presidential race, if anybody knows.
Yeah. I don't think anybody knows. That's anybody's guess.
I think it's anybody's guess. Anyway, hey, have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow.
And all Carl, right. I'll be on the line with you in a minute on that other matter.
Thanks, Carl.
I'm just going to call you back on that.
After the show?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Station Business. All right, thank you.
Okay, so welcome, Tom.
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So just for those people out there that don't know Tom Armolino and Shasta County's Superintendent of Schools, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I am the Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. It's an elected position. So in every county in the every county but four in the state of California, there's a county superintendent in each county, but all of them are elected but four. Actually, I think there's five, whether or not they're appointed. So I'm in my third term here, and I've been an educator for 31 years and served as a teacher for 8 years and then a school administrator since that time. Assistant principal, assistant superintendent. I was superintendent of Enterprise Elementary School District and then been at Shasta County now for my 11th year there.
Mm. So I bet you can tell us a lot of changes have taken place in the time you've been in education.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I tell folks, you know, in that 31 years, I think there is more change that's happening now in the state of California than I've ever seen in my career as a whole.
But I think that's true of our United States. The last 8 years have changed so dramatically in our schools, in our government, in our society in general has had some distinct changes. I personally can relate to this. My husband passed away 9 years ago, almost 10 years ago. And a lot of the things that are happening right now, I can't even imagine trying to explain to him how in the world we got here.
Yeah, if he came back tomorrow,
it's a context that I get into because sometimes something will pass through my mind and I can imagine his reaction to that. And I think, how in the world would I explain how that happened?
Yep, I know. And, you know, change is a good thing if it's, you know, for the right reasons. We're changing for the right reasons. In education, the goal is we're always trying to get better.
There you go.
And we're also trying to adjust to, as you said, like with your husband, you know, just what's happening with technology and some of what you guys were talking about with social media. And, you know, the world is changing. The jobs that are out there now, it's the field now. STEM is the field where you're science, technology, engineering, and math. Huge push for that. That's a large percentage. So schools are trying to make that adjustment. Much more math and science. A few years ago, it was lots to do with language arts and math. And so, you know, folks are struggling. Parents are struggling at home trying to help their kids with the homework.
Common Core. Oh, my gosh.
The homework thing. I get into that with my grandkids, and it's like, well, how did I get so stupid so quick? I mean, I don't know what they're doing.
It's so much different than it was when we went to school. You know, you got the right answer. You know, now it's not all about the right answer. It's how you went about trying to get the answer. Problem solving, things of that nature too. So we're a lot of adjustments happening in education, but we're up for it.
What do you think are your biggest challenges right now?
You know, the biggest challenge I still think in California in particular is we're hugely underfunded. So we are, you know, I think it depends on what the number. It seems to change every day, but we're anywhere from ranked 44 to 47th in the nation when it comes to funding per student. So I always say if you take a look at where I'm from back east and where I grew up. When I was in elementary school, I had a music teacher, I had a PE teacher, and you had we had counselors, we had a librarian. You know, those don't exist pretty much here.
Which we even had in California when I was growing up.
Yeah, well, they say in the 70s, we were some of the best schools in the nation, and we were highly funded at that time, too, and those things are gone now. I mean, those are really a struggle when you're... When I first came to Redding in California, I taught fourth grade, and I learned that first week of school that I was the PE teacher, I was the music teacher, as well as trying to teach all the other subject areas, too. So it's a challenge. And so because we're not that funded, it's tough for us to have those extra resources. We have higher class sizes. We have less counselors. We have, you know, our students, and we have a very diverse, the most diverse population in the country.
I was going to say, yeah.
You know, and it's continuing to change. Mm-hmm. And so not as much here in Shasta County, but we are starting to see it.
Throughout the state, we're different up here than we are in the rest of the state. How do you find with the state of California education system that hampers you because we're a great big state. A lot of the emphasis and funding go towards problems that we don't even have up here, but yet we don't get funding for the things that we do have.
Yeah, good point. We it's interesting. One of those changes we have is we have a new funding system. So for a lot of 3 years ago, our governor created a new system. It's called local control funding formula. So still the same as we've had for years where we're funded based on Prop 98. So Prop 98 says education gets a percentage of the budget, right, every year. And what I always tell folks, that's a good thing if the budget's good. When the budget wasn't good, like in 2007, 2008, our percentage went down, so we lost like 23% of our funding, and we were already 47th in the nation at that time. So it's been changed, so now they call it local control funding formula, which basically they used to have all of these, you would get pots of money, so you would get general ed money, and then you would get money for tobacco-free, or you would get money for sex education, or you would get money for variety of things. We had like 60 different categorical programs, and you could only use the monies for those things. Mm. So it was really in these little buckets, and so you'd struggle all the time as an educator trying to figure out how can I get that money to do what I want to do.
I don't
over
need
here.
The tobacco funding. Yeah, I need it over here.
Or not as much, right? And so what the governor did during those tough financial times is he gave us flexibility, and then he eliminated those categorical programs. So now we get our money in one larger pot.
That's got to be great.
That's much better. Mm-hmm. But I think, as you said, Trish, that but there are still a couple of small pots, and one of those is based on ethnicity, for example. So those who have a higher EL, English language learner population, get a little bit more money. Those who have higher poverty, which Shasta County has quite a bit of poverty, it's like 58% of our students qualify for free and reduced lunch. We get a little bit of money. But what's the difference is that may not be your school. So your school, and it's funded by school districts. So you may have one school district very low poverty. They don't get as much money as another district who has more. And some of that makes sense, right? You would think that there'd be some more needs there too. But so it's not as equitable as used to be. And the problem is that all happened. They didn't give us more money. They just gave us the money.
A little more flexibility to figure out how to do it. Well, and that's got to be a big help because I know that was one of my huge frustrations when I was in office where they would give me money for something that I just didn't.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of money. And you have to spend it and it comes into the program. But you got a real need over here that you have no funding for, and there's no ability to transfer, or there wasn't at that time. So that's got to be a big help.
It is.
Having said that, though, we have such unique problems in Shasta County compared with other counties. I compare it to the senior programs that I dealt with, where you could fund lunch, let's say. Mm-hmm. A home-delivered meal was funded at a certain amount. In Los Angeles County, you could distribute those home-delivered meals 20 in a block's area.
Right.
In Shasta County, you might have to drive 80 miles to distribute 20.
The rural
And you still
challenges.
Got the same amount of money. So there's rural challenges, which we'll talk a little bit more about when we come back after this break.
And thank you, Trish. 817 on KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. Hey, tonight, Linda, our very own Linda Bott, will be down at Wind River Elements Lounge with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds playing your favorites from the American Songbook. 7 to 9 with dining, drinking, dancing the night away, all in Elements Lounge. Romance on the River is the name of the show. And if you have not ever seen Linda perform live, you owe it to yourself to head down there. That's Wind River Elements Lounge, 243-3377. A couple of quick notes. Of course, this weekend is the Veterans Parade in the city of Shasta Lake. That will be kicking off with the pancake breakfast starting at, I believe, 6 a.m., serving up pancakes there in front of the fire hall, and then the parade steps off at 10. And then that's followed by the Veterans Celebration in the park from 11 to 2 at Clare Ingle Park with live band, military vehicle show and shine, local veterans recognition, and a flag ceremony. So all ages are welcome to that Veterans Celebration in the park. And finally, and also in the city of Shasta Lake, community nonprofit groups Holiday Bazaar will be taking place on November 12th, the Saturday after this coming one. Doors open 11 to 2. That's at the John Baudet Senior Center up there in the city of Shasta Lake. And we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Officers, slow response time, skyrocketing pension costs, lack of good jobs.
choosing the path toward fiscal solvency to fully address these and other concerns for the citizens of Reading require an individual who will do the research and make the hard choices. I believe I am that person. I'm Gary Cadd. I work for you. I'm asking for your vote for re-election to the Reading City Council.
Paid for by CAD for Council 2016.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors in their salute to the Veterans Celebration from October the 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th. There'll be a 10% discount on all parts and labor with proofs of service. And additionally, on November 11th, $100 from every car purchased will be donated to a local veteran organization. Join me and veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror at Crown Motors, November the 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate the salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com, a salute to those who have served.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
It's 8:21 KCNR 1460. This portion of the program is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. They're serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service with all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. They handle my heating and cooling needs. They handle Carl and Linda's. They really ought to handle yours as well. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. It's Thursday. We have Sharon Clark and myself are hosting here today. Our special guest is Tom Armolino, Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. And we're talking about schools and kids and things that we are common in to all of us here in Shasta County. We talked about your challenges. That was kind of where we were going. And, and it's got to be a lot of challenges in education. One of the things that I hear people talking about a lot is the social context in school, bullying, if you will.
Uh-huh.
How are we handling that? Are we handling it?
Yeah, I think we're handling it. Bullying has been happening since when we were kids. Bullying's always been there.
And we handled it different then.
Well, you're probably true. Not sure if that was good or bad.
Yeah.
I think the difference we're seeing now is social media is another opportunity for kids to be bullied. And so the difference between, you take it to school, right? So you'd see them at school. So you may not see somebody at home, and so some issue could happen, and then they would come to school. So we always had that. Now with social media, it's – it could be 24/7.
So we get brave behind a keyboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could have, somebody could really be struggling out there, and people could use that as an opportunity to be able to bully students too. So that sometimes brings the home into the school, and we're struggling with that. The positive side is that you have sometimes you have that warning. You can see that it's going on. Somebody sends it to you. You've got it in writing. You can see what's been happening, so you can pull those students in and deal with it. Our schools have had quite a bit of training on bullying, and they understand what's there. They're aware of what's happening. The big piece is just hoping that folks will, students will come forward with it, and they'll let you know that it's going on. Yeah, I think, you know, it's something that we're dealing with pretty well, actually.
Just recently, and the reason I brought that up, I've talked to a couple of parents, and I'm not going to be specific about schools or what have you, but the problem is when our children come to us with those kinds of things, and they tell us, and then we tell them, well, you need to go to the principal. You need to go to the teacher.
Right.
Unfortunately, in both of these instances, the kid did finally get up the courage to go and do that. And it wasn't dealt with. It was you need to get over it. You need to be you're a big girl now. You need to. This isn't something we need to deal with at this level. And that isn't a good thing.
That's not okay
because then that child that takes a lot of effort for the child to come forward. And if it isn't even acknowledged or dealt with, then that's got to be a really negative impact.
Yeah, I think. You know, it's interesting. As an educator, I'll hear stories like that, and it's probably the same in your businesses too. Sometimes folks make mistakes, and there's folks out there that don't handle those situations well. That's not the norm. That's not what I'm used to seeing. You know, the folks that I work with in education and have seen in our schools are pretty compassionate people who really want to help kids. That's why they go into that business. But unfortunately, sometimes folks, you know, don't address it correctly. We do want to know. The teacher does want to know what's going on. The principal wants to know what's happening so you can help them. And part of the goal is it's not about, like you said, it's not about being a big boy or a big girl, but it's giving them some strategies, obviously, to help them to deal with the situation so you can determine why it is they're being bullied. Right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes there's behaviors that you can teach them and help them with so that they aren't bullied. I tell folks, too, as an issue, my son went through bullying in junior high. He had some real issues that we dealt with. Both by kids and both by adults. And so we had some struggles I had to deal with directly myself, and that was a difficult time for him. Junior high is a difficult time anyway.
Yes, it is.
Some of his school choice that he even made from high school was directly a result of that, to get away from some kids.
Well, and I think, too, like, sensitivities are different. So what might bother one child, you know, the kids you're talking about, you know, another child could have maybe got that same response and been okay. So I think we have to understand that, you know, some kids are tougher and let stuff roll off. Some kids are more sensitive and things are going to be more impactful.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes they don't even know. So like in that situation with my son, too, these were these are children that we knew for a while. Right? He had played some sports with them. So I knew their families.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was able to talk to their families, because I tried to have him deal with it, just like, you know, you had talked about Trish, and have him to not be the one to run in there, give him the strategies. It wasn't changing. And when we talked to their parents about it, they were able to talk to their children. And in one case, he didn't even know that he was bullying them. He didn't really see it as bullying.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't understand. He didn't know what was going on with some other kids, too, and that he was being kind of, you know, pulled into this thing, too. So fortunately for us, we were able to kind of help him through that and learn from that. But not everybody has that opportunity.
How do you feel the current state of parental involvement? What would your advice be to parents that have kids in the school system right now? What do you need from parents? Are you getting enough support at home? Because I know, like, when we grew up, the teacher said it. My mom went by what the teacher said and never questioned that. The teacher didn't have to prove to my mom, you know, kind of what the teacher said went. And I know that there's been more pushback from parents, maybe not as much support, more divorce going on, split families, kids going back and forth. All of that's probably impacting, at the end of the day, the education that they're getting.
Yeah. You know, it's you know, when I was a teacher and as an educator in general, we always say is, you know, you have back to school nights, you have open house, you have conferences. And what I always said is like my conference time, my students who were doing well, their parents always showed up. Those parents always showed up, right? So the students were doing well. There was definitely a connection. Some of my students who were struggling the most, I never saw those parents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for various reasons, right? In some cases, they had some trauma themselves, and school was not a safe place for them. And they weren't comfortable coming to school. Sometimes they didn't want us to know what was going on at home.
Mm-hmm.
Other times they were working. You know, they were working 2-3 jobs and, you know, and struggling too. So, and then, you know, the difference, I think, a little bit from, like you said, what I was the same way. If you got in trouble at school, you got in trouble at home. Mm-hmm. There was never any question about what was going on. And I get that piece, but sometimes we make mistakes, too, mm-hmm. as adults, right? And so some school's not always right. The teacher's not always right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I always say that our child's first best teacher is their family and their parents, right? And so you know your kid. You know when they're being honest and they're not. And so I wouldn't say it's just we have, you know, full 100-proof, you know, give us your total support, mm-hmm. you know. But in general, I tell folks that if, you know, they work with the teacher, they're a partner with them. You follow the system that's in place. You know, you show up, kids come to school, you help them with their homework, you make sure that they're doing all they're supposed to do. The formula works pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, kids do pretty well.
One of the things that I was surprised with a few years ago is the truancy issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that truancy, in my mind, that was high school kids skipping school.
Right.
And I was just absolutely blown away to find out that the major truancy problem was actually in the lower grades.
Mm.
And it had to do more with parents not making sure their children got to school.
Right. The truancy is an issue. Yeah, it still is. We have some of the highest truancy rates in the state. And some of that has to do with our population, right? As we were talking earlier, we are in a rural area, and some of our kids come from pretty tough homes. And schools, they don't see school always as the highest priority, you know, and so they're not getting their kids up and getting them to school. And a large part of that is the dysfunction of the adults.
Right,
right, that are
sure.
raising their children. They're not doing their job to be able to help their children get to school, or they're not modeling for them those correct behaviors. They're not maybe getting to work on time and some of those things, too. But it's a real issue.
That surprised me because I'd always, as again, that truancy was kids not going to school. You know, more importantly, though, we put some things into effect about some peer review boards and some other things to hold those parents accountable
right.
who weren't bringing. Is that still?
It is. You're talking about SARB. So SARB is the School Attendance Review Board.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's been in place, gosh, I would say it's probably a good 15, 20 years now in Shasta County. And so most school districts, larger school districts in ours, like Enterprise Elementary, Reading, Chester Union High School District, some of those, they all have their own SAR boards. So when I was in Enterprise, actually when I was an assistant principal, I was chair of the SAR board. So it was one of my, when you're assistant principal, you get all kinds of new jobs. and one of those jobs is I was chair of the SAR board. And, yeah, it's Student Attendance Review Board. So there are processes in place to where student misses a certain amount of days, they get a letter, you call them in, you talk to the parents, they get another letter. It gets to a point where it's not getting better, you can bring them to the SAR board. And the SAR board has some authority in regards to the parent to be able to talk about resources or things they'll need to do in order to get their kid there on school. I will tell you, there was times where in the SAR board where the struggle would be is the parents didn't show up there either.
Yeah.
So we worked with the DA's office, and so we've had a partnership with the district attorney's office for many years where they now have that ability. If the parent continues not to do, they can subsidize some of their their services that they get or the monies that they get, you know, for maybe they're on some social service of some mm-hmm. sort. Could be they're on welfare or some sort, so they can subsidize that. With the teenage kids, they can actually affect their driver's license and whatever. So that's been a pretty good partnership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a little bit of a hammer, you know, something at the end, a little bit of a consequence.
Sometimes what we need, a consequence.
Yeah, and that's your most severe. The cool thing about it is usually the letters work. Usually I always found a couple, you know, you started that a little bit. You started kind of, you know, showing them that there's a problem here and identifying it. Most parents would come around.
And at the end of the day, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to take a break and then we'll be right back.
832 KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. Weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It is 55 degrees, and customers at Shasta Gas Propane are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
The Reading Gun Show this November 12th and 13th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Vendors coming from all over the western part of the United States, carrying all brands of firearms like SIG, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, Winchester, and much more. Lots of firearm accessories and, of course, a mountain of ammunition. Don't miss out on one of the best gun shows in Northern California this November 12th and 13th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Sturgill Simpson is an Americana singer-songwriter who is skyrocketing to fame. The Grammy-nominated artist blends country, honky-tonk, soul, and rock into a unique mix. Sturgill Simpson with his new album, A Sailor's Guide to Earth, at the Cascade Theater, November 13th.
He's a woman, all our pretty songs.
Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to join us for National Family Volunteer Day. On Saturday, November 19th, from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Turtle Bay will have volunteer activities for families throughout the park. From the gardens to animal care, be a part of National Family Volunteer Day with us and get your family into the holiday spirit of giving. Then enjoy the rest of your day at Turtle Bay for free. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
8:35, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. Cypress Square Barbershop, 244-9478.
Okay, and this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's Thursday. We got Trish Clark and Sharon Clark.
One with an E.
And one without. Oh, I got the E and you don't.
That's right.
Okay, but anyway, just a couple quick reminders. Remember tonight we have the Power to Seniors fundraiser at the Vets Hall in downtown Reading. Be sure and stop by and take a chance on some of those great baskets they have. Be sure that you go in and support that because it's very important in Shasta County and been around for a lot of years. Also want to remind you, this weekend, there's a lot going on, not the least of which is the breakfast down at the Frontier Senior Center the first Sunday of the month and the Bazaar Senior Center. So stop in and see that.
I'll be wine tasting in Napa.
Yes, I know that. I know that. And so our official guest this morning is Tom Armelino, and we've been talking about schools and different things that have to do with that and the challenges in our education system today. Upcoming things that are doing.
Yeah, so there, you know, I mentioned in the very beginning some of those changes. And again, I the changes to me, I think I see are really good in regards to some of our efforts as a state to try to get better. So we talked before a little bit about our funding system. Funding system, as you said, Trish, too, a little more flexibility. Flexibility is always a good thing.
Yes, it is.
We'll always, you know, push for more money. We want to be the top. You know, we want to be the top in the nation, but we're not there. But we're working with that. Along with that, we have new state standards. So our teaching standards have changed. So for the last 4 or 5 years now, we have new standards that our students are expected to learn. They're tougher. They're more difficult than they were in the past. We have a new state assessment system. So we now have a new state test. So we're adjusting to that new state test. The State Department is trying to, California Department of Ed and the State Board, they're still designing. I always say that we're kind of flying this plane, you know, while we're building it. You know, so there's a new assessment system that will identify how our schools are doing. A lot of our listeners, I'm sure, are used to the old system. It was called the API, where every school got a score. actually got like a scorecard, and you could lift that scorecard up. The higher the score, the often considered the better the school. Mm-hmm. That's gone now, so you can't do that. Realtors love that, right? You
yeah. Show, yeah. Where that, great school district.
That
gone. Yeah.
So they're trying to kind of figure out what that's going to look like. So we're kind of adjusting to that at the same time. So there's lots of challenges that are going on. With that new funding system, our schools have to do now what's called an LCAP, a local control assistance plan. So they now have a new plan that they have to write. Often schools had a strategic plan. It's kind of the same thing. But the monies that you got now, you have to be able to show how they're going to improve instruction. And so you have to identify that, and you have to go out and talk with parents and the public and get their thoughts on that too. So, again, I see that as a good thing. It's tough, all happening at the same time, lots of adjustments for folks. And one of the biggest issues that folks don't realize is that we all of a sudden have a teacher shortage now in California and in the rural areas in particular, which is pretty amazing because I can remember 15 years ago, even at the county office, we had a substitute list, and to get on the substitute list, you had to have a bachelor's degree.
Wow.
Now we have this huge shortage of folks, and we can't even fill jobs that are happening, not just here but throughout the whole state. I was looking at some information yesterday, and so just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about is, so in every year the teachers go, teachers complete their teacher prep program and they get a credential, right? And so they issue a certain amount of credentials every year. So back in 2001, 2002, they were issuing 78,000 credentials a year. In 2012-13, it's down to 19,000.
Wow.
So that's only 19,000 people who received their credential. Last year they said there was a shortage, and last year the shortage that they predicted just for new teachers was 24,000.
And you've got baby boomers that are probably retiring out of the field.
Yeah, well, and what happened is that, during those tough financial times, folks couldn't find a job. So yeah. We were cutting positions. We cut quite a bit of positions because we lost like 23% of our funding. And so, and you don't make a lot of money when you first go into education, too. So, it's college universities cost very expensive right now to go through a program. You come in, you make about $36,000 in your first year, and you've spent $40,000 on your education. So there are lots of challenges that are happening with the teacher shortage piece, which I never thought that would happen.
Remember because a few years back, I had a lot of friends who were doing something else and doing the substitute teaching thing, who because they couldn't get a job full time, and a lot of our younger people who had teaching credentials actually left the area trying to find jobs in other areas.
That's right.
And so now we've got a shortage.
Especially in those areas, math and science are areas really difficult, and special education. Those positions are being very, very difficult. It's hard to find school psychologists, school nurses, speech therapists. You have a huge shortage of folks who are there to try to be able to do that work.
Tom, is that more in the rural parts of the state, or is that statewide?
It is statewide, but it's worse in the rural areas. So there's actually a report that I was just reading yesterday, too, that it talked about the differences in rural areas. And there's what's also happening is people are retiring. Mm-hmm. So they showed a comparison yesterday. They believe that it said 2023, in rural areas, 52% of the teachers who are teaching now will be gone. 52. And across the state, it's about a third.
Wow.
So you can see that it's a little bit more of a difficult challenge in our rural areas.
Well, it is, and that goes along with everything else that's happening in our rural areas because they're the higher unemployment rate.
Right.
Certainly, we've got a bigger homeless problem. We've got a bigger all kinds of issues that none of which plays into anybody wanting to move here to teach our children.
Yeah.
Specifically with the poverty level of so many of the kids, as you indicate, 52% of them on assisted lunch programs. Doesn't speak well for the community and going forward.
Yeah, the interesting thing, though, is that when we get folks to come here, I have, quite a few friends who came from other areas. They were from larger cities and came to Reading, and their kids have been in private school where they'd been before because the schools weren't very good. And then they came here. You don't need to go to private schools. Our private schools, we have some, but we don't have as many as we used to. Our public schools are pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as we have these struggles, whatever, Reading's still a pretty darn good place, I think,
Shasta
to grow
County.
Up.
Shasta County.
Thank you.
Shasta
yeah,
County.
Shasta County.
I'm the county person here.
Gotcha.
I
should be too, right?
You guys
the
all want to focus on Reading. I want to remind you that 50% of the population does not live in Reading.
I think it's interesting, too, though, and I've run into this just with my caregiver pool, that there are people that want to stay on the subsidies, don't want to work more than a certain amount to stay on the subsidies. So when we have those numbers, I know there are employees that I have had that I have extra work for. that don't want to make over this because then I lose this over here and then I'm going to have to lose all the. So I think there's a bigger problem with that low income population too, and the lunch programs and the child care that's paid for, that, you know, for them to make over that amount, then there's this big gap in income where they would have to work considerably more to just get to be in the same spot where they're in. And so there's a lot of challenges there too, I think, as well.
I think there's absolutely right. And I think that the solution to all of the issues that we keep bringing up with the population, of course, in my mind, is that we create an atmosphere where there's so many entrepreneurs out there with ideas about starting new businesses and starting new things. And that's how we rebuild the community, is to open our community up to new jobs, allow these entrepreneurs to come in, build their new businesses, start up and create those living jobs for the spouse of the teacher that wants to come in here.
Sure.
So that the family can move here. One can be a teacher and one can be working for one of these new startup companies. And that will help with all the problems that we have.
And I always tell folks, you know, when they're talking about the community, we're talking about trying to bring businesses and companies in. Don't forget, one of our greatest assets is our schools. You know, we have schools. Our schools are safe. Right? We don't have some of that big city issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was fortunate one year, and I was in enterprise, that I got to spend a year as the superintendent of Millville. So
great school.
What an eye-opener for me, right? Because I was in a larger district. We had bigger schools. Yeah. And bigger schools is kind of funny when you say that, right? 400 or 500 kids,
right?
Where it's like thousands in other areas. But they were in between superintendents, and so I picked that up for a year to help them during that time. Great school. Really got a chance to see what it was like to see 200 kids in a school, kindergarten through eighth grade, community coming out. There was an issue going on with the track. Somebody brought in their tractor. We'll fix that over the weekend. You know, it was just – and it was really, you had horses out in the pasture out there. You know, I mean, it was
garden every year. Yeah, it was one of the schools in my district when I was on the board.
And we have
great
schools like that in our county. You know, that's just one example. It was really good for me as a larger district soup, because then when I came to the county office, you know, a lot of folks will advocate and say we shouldn't have all these small little districts. I'll tell you what, I would not mess with Millville.
There you go.
That's an example of, you know, one of our small areas where it works really well.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
It is 8:45 on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know, right from the very beginning of Free Fire Radio, one of our sponsors has been Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley over there they are a vital part of our on-the-air efforts here at KCNR. 223-2049. Make sure you step over into to see the T&B Sweeties there at the coffee shop I'm trying to remember the name of the coffee shop there, Tobacco and Brew, because that's not them. Don't help. at the Tobacco and Brew, the coffee shop in Tobacco and Brew, that'll come to me in just a moment. I'm having a complete brain fade live on air here. Anyway, there are good friends up there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Vote for Brian Daly for Assembly 2016.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H. It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, November 3rd, in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bot. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And it is 10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock, and I have witnesses here that see that saw the moment I turned off the microphone, it popped into my head.
Espresso Joe's
is the, and they're great. There's great people over there at Tobacco and Brew. In fact, that's where I went and discovered my new favorite way of making coffee. They got a great little shop there, and they will fix you up a great coffee drink or whatever you want, and, of course, the largest walk-in humidor in the area. All right, having recovered from that particular faux pas, I want to tell you this portion of the program is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, not far away from T&B there, in fact, at 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices, 222-8222. Trish, get me out of this.
All right. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. This is our last section for the morning. We haven't had any phone calls. You got something you're dying to say or a question for Tom Armolino, give us a call at 605-4567. Welcome all of you in the chat pack at KCNR1460.com. Hopefully you've enjoyed what we've been offering this morning. Final thoughts on education and where do we go from here and how can the community get involved and be involved with the education system more?
Wow, great question. The you know, like I said, I have a positive outlook. I like the changes that are happening. I think we're going to continue to see our schools do really well. You know, they did during our past assessment system. And even that time we were losing funding every year, our test scores went up. We continue to do well. One of the things I've been really excited to be a part of is a local initiative called Reach Higher Shasta. I don't know if you've heard of it. So about 6 years ago, a group of us kind of came together. And during that time, our college-going rate in the area was quite low compared to the state. And so there was concern that there was lots of data. And one of the things we started with was trying to make sure that the data was accurate, because sometimes, you know, the data was not accurate. So anyway, long story long probably is that for about the last 6 years now, we've been working with both public health, we've been working with Shasta College, we've been working with our local universities, we've been working with the McConnell Foundation, we've been working with College Options and then our schools, and really doing some great work. First Five has been part of that. So we now have a pre-K all the way through college-level initiatives. So, for example, we have within that these small groups that meet. So the pre-K folks are talking about ways that different things we can do to get more kids through preschool and prepared for when they come to kindergarten. At the high school level, we have we're having students take more academic placement, AP classes, more tests. Our tests are, and so what we're seeing is, and we also had a huge what's called remediation rate, which means when students would leave high school and go to college, they would struggle. They couldn't take the classes that they needed that would count. So even at Shasta College, it was pretty high remediation. Our kids were not prepared. Mm-hmm. We've changed that dramatically. We've cut that in half to where we have our students are doing so much better now and prepare better when they get there. And our college-going rate is increasing. We developed what's called the Shasta Promise that I tell folks about all the time. So we have our College of the Siskiyous, we have Shasta College, we have Chico State, we have Southern Oregon University, National University, and Simpson University. They've all come together and created what's called the Shasta Promise, which basically says that if the students can meet the basic criteria to get in, they'll be guaranteed a spot in that school. Southern Oregon even gives our students from Shasta County in-state tuition. So if you want to choose to go there, with our community colleges, is there a guarantee that our students can get in and get out in 2 years? So they're making sure if students are on track, they get the right classes. Because all of what you're hearing have been obstacles for our mm-hmm. students not to uh-huh. be successful. So the Shasta Promise is out there. Well, I tell folks, it's not just a college-going initiative. It's a college and career readiness. And so the goal is that we want every student to be prepared for every option. Mm-hmm. It's actually our tagline that if they choose to go to college, they'll be prepared to go to college. We didn't make that choice for them by not preparing them. If they choose to go out into the workforce, they have the same skills. The skills that are needed now to enter the workforce are different than they were years ago. If they choose to go into the armed forces, they choose to go into welding or something of that, and they have those skills in order to help them be successful. So we're excited about that.
Because not every student is going to go to school. And right. we still do need welders and plumbers and electricians and those kind of people in our society. So we also have some good opportunity. We've got trade schools up
absolutely.
Here. I know through the Shasta Builders Exchange and different right. things out there. But hopefully everybody's working in the same direction, because I don't believe that every child, as I indicated, right. is going to college. Some of them just plain don't want to, or some of them don't have the ability to do that. But they can get into a trade, as you indicate, get a skill that can
support them.
Can support mm-hmm. them.
Right.
And then maybe get more educational along the line.
Sure,
but
sure.
But the thing we need to be striving. And certainly, from my point of view, I'd like to see, and I think part of what we've lost is I want to see the family more involved in the education process. I think that I'm not fully in support of the whole thought process that it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. I think that God had a pretty good idea by giving children parents, and I want to see them more involved in the system and less government involvement in my child's life as they're growing up. So I'd like to see the community, kids, the family be held more accountable for what you – if you're going to have kids, you need to raise them.
Totally agree. And you are preached to the choir. You know, when educators would tell you the same thing, too. We want folks to be there. We want our parents to be there. We want them to be partners with us in this education. And I want them to hold us to a high standard. Right? They should have a high expectation of us as educators that mm-hmm. we're going to do the right thing for their child. And so I always tell folks, too, I know my kid better than anybody, right? I know both my boys, right? And they're both different. And so I want you to hear my opinion. I want you to know, as we were talking off mm-hmm. the radio, too, I want you to ask about my child. I want you to know what their strengths are, where their weaknesses mm-hmm. are. And I want you to tell me when they're, you know, what it is that you're going to do, that we're going to partner in order to do that. And when you have that partnership, kids will excel.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think for a lot of our kids, I think the bullying issue we talked about earlier, I think that parents sometimes don't understand how important they can be in the difference there of giving that child from that very early birth on that self-esteem, that comfortableness about that they are an important person mm-hmm. and that they do make a difference in the world. And that all comes from very young, before the school system gets a hold of them. That you build that you're a special person kind of thought process. You're important. What you care about is important, and also the accountability and the responsibility that goes along with your choices and your decision making.
Right, that's right.
That all has to come from, I think, really early on. That children make mistakes, but they have to understand when they choose to do that, there are consequences and responsibility. I think we're missing so much of that in our lives today in general.
Yeah, it sounds like you need to come teach some parenting class.
I think it's so important. I know that I feel like I was privileged to have the best parents in the world as far as that self-esteem kind of thing, and it wasn't about money or all those different things. But I think we fail sometimes to tell our children how special they are and how important they are and how unique they are. I think it goes a long difference
absolutely.
In who you are when you grow up.
Yeah, and you make a great point on yeah, the self-esteem piece, too. We also, like you said, we have to allow our students to fail, because when you fail is when you learn. Right? And let them have those. Sometimes we as parents come in and we want to save them from some of what they created themselves. And but we need to be there to pick them back up also and help
absolutely.
Them get through what it is that they
but,
need
but
to
But consequences, and boy, you touched it a whole right 3 minutes
Does everyone need a trophy that played on the team?
Trophies yeah. just yeah. for participating.
That whole bit really gets
right
me crazy.
Right off the millennials.
Oh, no, no. Let's not keep score because we might hurt somebody's feelings. I can really get off on
oh, gosh.
That.
Thankfully, we're out of time, Trish.
I'll come back for another hour.
We need to do that whole topic again. Yeah, because I just do think, I don't know, I think that our society has some places we've fallen down and need to start making some steps back into consequences and responsibilities and holding our children accountable and giving them something to strive for makes all the difference.
Well, and your point about we can't do it alone. You can't just send your kid to school, drop them off, and then not be connected with what's going on and think that some kids will be successful, right? And we also can't tell you to go away either and close the door and not allow you to come in as a parent. And so we're going to do our best job and we can do all of it together, partner together. And when you see that happen, you see great things happen for kids.
They sure do. So tomorrow we've got Congressman LaMalfa that's going to be in with Carl and talking about... I'm certain about the upcoming
I'm sure
election.
There's a lot.
Might have a thing or two to say.
he will. But I do want one more thing, just one more time, because I just can't let it go with the election coming up. It's a really important election coming up. If you're not registered, you're not voting, you're not paying attention, you don't know what's going on, then you're part of the problem. You just need to be involved. You can't complain and throw up your hands in despair if you're not making the decision that's required under this great republic that was founded for us and handed to us. You live in a great country. Be responsible. Get out and vote. Pray
and if
before
you don't,
you
do not tell Trish.
And if you don't, please don't tell me next week. Thanks for joining us. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand.
And news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
I'm Rich Thomason. President Obama back on the campaign trail today, stumping for Hillary Clinton.
Make no mistake, Florida. All the progress we've made goes out the window if we don't win this election.
Donald Trump also courting voters in Florida, making light of some of the advice he has received from his handlers.
Nice and cool. Stay on point, Donald. Stay on point.
Trump trying not to short-circuit the momentum that seems to be building behind his campaign in Florida. Trump's wife, Melania, heading out onto the campaign trail. She'll be delivering a get-out-the-vote speech today outside Philadelphia. No formal charges filed yet against the man suspected of fatally shooting two police officers in Iowa in separate ambush attacks. Scott Green remains hospitalized. Prosecutors say a white former police officer may have been provoked by an unarmed black motorist, but he doesn't justify